USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Washington, D.C., ending his vacation from Camp David earlier than planned to address the nation regarding the escalating crisis in Afghanistan. The president set to deliver remarks scheduled for 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. U.S. troops have been able to maintain control of the airport thus far, but thousands of Afghans are now trying to flee the country, and at least seven Afghans have died. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells MSNBC U.S. troops in Afghanistan are continuing to secure the Kabul airport.
There should be sufficient forces to be able to provide security for the airport so, again, we can return to those civilian evacuation flights for American citizens who happen to be in Afghanistan, for Afghans who worked alongside us over the past 20 years.
A total of 7,000 U.S. troops are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The cryptocurrency market is once again worth more than $2 trillion. The milestone was reached after Bitcoin rose above $48,000 this weekend. It's back at that high water mark for the first time since mid-May. The digital currency itself has been on a wild ride this year. Bitcoin's record high of over $64,000 came in April. Then it plunged to below $30,000 earlier this summer. A Texas Supreme Court is ruling on Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the Border Patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they know half the Border Patrol is off the line.
Last week, agents were shot at from a gun person on the U.S. side of the border near the Otay Open Space Mountain Preserve. That's about 15 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fred is dumping a lot of rain on the panhandle of Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center Director, Ken Graham.
The I-10 corridor, any one of these areas, stay tuned for some of those warnings. Get roads flooded, you can get heavy rainfall, just a dangerous situation associated with this tropical rainfall. Not just around the center over here, tropical rains look way over here into portions of Jacksonville, even north up into Georgia.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, Graham adding Tropical Depression Grace is dumping heavy rain on Hispaniola, with some areas expected to get as much as 15 inches. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.